أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a description of those people who were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they had committed kufr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the arwah, the ruh of the abrar, that they will be in illiyin, they will be in that position under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the seventh heaven. Continuing with the abrar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the righteous, their reward and their position and condition in the hereafter, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Certainly the abrar, the righteous, will be in the comforts of the ni'mats and the boons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. One of the dominant comforts that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them will be that they will be on couches or on thrones, yanzurun, looking around. With regards to these couches and the thrones, some ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about them as having canopies. And yanzurun, what would they be looking at? One will be, they will be viewing the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. That when you look around in Jannat, you will see these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this vast sovereignty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant a person. And also they will be having a glimpse of the tajalli and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking around. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةً النَّعِيمِ. You will recognize in their faces the glow of the delight that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them. In other words, when one had to look at their faces, one will see this glow of the delight, the happiness, the freshness on their faces. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. And they will be given to drink from the pure wine that will be sealed. What would it be sealed with? خِتَامُهُ مِسْك. Its seal will be that of musk. In this world, in the past, when people used to seal things, they used to seal things with wax. Today, we are living in a world of technology, so the sealing takes place in different ways. But never did we find that anyone would seal anything with that of musk. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this drink, then the very last thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed on top of it was this musk to seal it. And when they drink it, the fragrance that will come out of it will be that of musk. And after they drink it, then the fragrance that will come from within them will also be that of musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And it is for this that those that strive should strive. Whatever one's desire is, whatever one's endeavor is, whatever one's striving is, it should be to strive towards this. These great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمِ. And his mixture will be that of tasneem. What is tasneem? عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It will be a fountain from which the muqarrabun, the very close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will drink from. In other words, honor that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant. In some narrations, the rivers of Jannah will be flowing through the palaces of the people of Jannah, and then there will be these fountains and there will be these springs from which a person will just drink in this world. We either have to go to the water, or we will have to bring the water to us, or there has to be some piping that water comes to us. But here, those rivers will just flow and flow very, very freely for the muqarrabun, those very close, righteous servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In contrast to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that had done wrong, those that sinned. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Certainly those who had transgressed and sinned, one of the greatest sins in this world was that they used to laugh at those who had brought iman. Those who had believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they sacrificed all their desires for the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They endeavored to fulfill the commandments of Allah and obviously follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These people used to mock them, and today we find they will say that you are antiquated, you are behind time, you have lost touch with the modern world, and everything else they will say, and they will make a mockery. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they pass by them, then they will wink their eye regarding them, either making eyes in mockery to them, or showing those eyes and those signs with their eyes to others like them. In whatever way, it was a mockery that they made of the believers. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And it was not sufficient that they did it in front of them, but when they would return to the people at home, then they would return mocking and joking about these people. In other words, everything about them was a mockery. It was not only when they saw them that they were reminded about them, but when they would go home, they would speak about them, and in jest, they would suggest certain things with regards to them. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. And when they would see them, they would say, certainly, these people have been deviated. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. In response to all this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the truth is this, that we didn't send these sinners to be a guard, a watcher over those who have brought iman. They didn't have to look towards them. They didn't have to worry about their amal. They are supposed to have worried about themselves. But they had turned the focus to the believing people who believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and who followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, now today, on the day of Qiyamah, those who have brought iman, they will laugh at the kuffar, they will laugh at the disbelievers, because now they would realize their doom. And those who have brought iman, Allah will give them the glad tidings of the ni'mats of Allah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Upon these couches, they will be watching and looking at all the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also the glimpse of the noor of Allah. هَلْ ثُوبِبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Now the disbelievers have received the recompense of that which they were doing. In other words, wasn't that now sufficient for them? So in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, draws the comparison between the abarar and إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا, those that transgress. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from the abarar and the righteous and pious servants of Allah, and grant us this ni'mat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.